to find in the morning papers. He's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We're here with you on this Tuesday, the 4th of September, 2007. You know, we were just counting here at the network. How many shows have I done? 2,600 or more? been at it a long time. Some news here on the network, folks. If you go to, and let me back up here to the top of the page, if you go to republicbroadcasting.org, you'll notice a new box on the right-hand side of the webpage. This is a direct translation of the website and all the stories into several different foreign languages. Japanese, Korean, Chinese, French. I think we have to put one up there for the English. We're a common people separated by a common language. it's been said differently. But at any rate, very happy to have that up there. For you people, you bilingual people around the globe that listen to this program, because the information now can be translated on the site, send out some emails to people that you care about, or maybe somebody just want to let know what's happening inside the United States. They will get a bird's eye view of what's going on. Show changes here coming up. Starting next Monday, I'm going to be doing a separate show on this network at 1 p.m. Central Time. And I'll be doing that with James Curtis. He's a Hollywood casting director out in Hollywood, but it's not going to be about Hollywood or casting couches or Hollywood starlets. No, it's going to be solutions involving people's credit, and that'll be on Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Central Time. You're going to want to check that out. And to make that hole in the schedule, we moved Ed and Lane Brown's program back to 9 a.m. Central Time, 10 p.m. Eastern, what is that, 8 Mountain, and 7 on the West Coast, or the Left Coast, as some people like to call it. And Mark Dankoff, of course, will be cutting back from a three-hour schedule to a two-hour a day. I'm sure he's breathing a sigh of relief over that. So at any rate, those changes are coming up. Also, I got a this was something. I got a call from an Ava Ordner, and she's probably listening to this show today. And she's a New York-based producer working on a series for the Discovery Channel about American subcultures. And, of course, the what she was looking for was a person would host a show that features programs about preparedness. And I said, lady, I've been doing that for almost 14 years now. I've been telling people what's coming, and we've been feeding them the best thing that we could, not your usual dose of fear, but letting people know exactly what the scorecard says and telling them over the years to prepare. And, of course, she threw the names out there. Well, you know, well, we were with Jeff Rentz and Alex Jones, and they were doing a show on preparedness. These guys don't do shows on preparedness. They do informational shows or info shows in the information wars. She mentioned Steve Quayle, Steve Shank, and I said, okay. Now what? I said, I've been telling people to grab their bullets, their beans, and their Bibles for 14 years and telling them what's coming. I don't know. I think I've got a sneaking suspicion here that they're looking for more radical people out there. Why else would Ava Ordner have producer at radicalmedia.com? I would think. At any rate, I think they're looking for the toothless, beer-swilling, hide-out-in-the-woods kind of guys that are just waiting for the other shoe to drop. No, we're engaged every single day until it comes time to pull out the bullets and the beans and the Bibles. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Yeah, so I'm not really that interested. I don't in what they do with these programs, folks. It's file footage for any other hit piece that they want to do for any other programs. Discovery Channel, dyed-in-the-wool patriots, Republic or bus kind of people, I don't think so. These are the people that are in there helping to rewrite history as we live it. So, I don't know. At any rate, they're just looking for... people that are just on the edge, just whacked out, hiding in the woods, with their M16 and their MREs, waiting for the great battle. She says, well, do you do anything in preparedness? I said, lady, are you listening? You've got to expand your horizon a little bit to get what I'm saying here, that I've been telling people what's coming for almost 14 years. And, I mean, you're looking for what? What are you looking for? A bunch of paranoid running down the street at Mach 3, their hair on fire, paranoid people? What? I said, that's not me. At any rate. Even ZNet is running the predicted financial storm has arrived. Gabriel Kokol That's his name, Colco. And much of what we've been talking about, the International Monetary Fund, the International, the Bank for International Settlements, the British Financial Services Authority, Financial Times, all these great people. And I'm sure my guest today, as always on Tuesday afternoons for your enlightenment, I have with me Bob Chapman, the International Forecaster. Good afternoon, Mr. Chapman.
Well, good afternoon. Nice to talk to you again.
How are you doing?
I do need a little help here, though. I can hardly hear you.
All right. Well, let's see if is that a little better?
Yeah, give it a touch more.
A touch more.
I want to get that baritone in there.
All right. You got a call, or actually somebody wrote you a letter. His name is Harry. He's from Europe. He's been doing financial stuff since the early 60s. You just got a letter from this guy recently, didn't you?
Yes.
And this was, I guess, touted as one of the grand poobahs here of financial strategies and reporting on economies, economics, and its mechanizations. What did he have to say in his letter to you?
Well, he thought I had probably the best publication out there.
And what's Harry's last...
And he still publishes, and he's been publishing since, I'd say, 64.
What's Harry's last name?
Schultz.
And he regards your newsletter as being the foremost.
Yeah, that's correct.
Well, well, well. Bob, there is a lot of things going on, and we'll get to financial stuff, markets, all that other stuff. Oil right now is almost at $75 a barrel. We've told people, oh gosh, I think several million times that oil will probably hit $100 a barrel. I don't know if they were paying attention. We asked them to consider all the fuel requirements that it takes to run an economy such as ours. And we asked the question, what do you think this is going to do to prices? Well, we've seen food prices start to increase. A lot of things are increasing. But when this further, and Bob, I'll say this again. Now, I don't know, I've not heard anybody ever comment on this or anything else. The oil companies have absolutely no reason to have to buy oil at $75 a barrel right now. The producers are charging three times the amount that we were paying, a little over a year ago, year and a half ago. Light sweet crude was trading at about $20 a barrel. And my contention is that everybody is in there on the profit-taking mode because they know what's coming. We've seen how the oil refineries have rigged the game since the 50s, holding down refining capacity. And this makes sense, folks. Think about it. If you're in business and you don't have to up your production to suit demand, you just keep raising prices to capture the profit off of the market because you control the market. And, Bob, I'm looking at this. And for no good reason at all, and they are not even bothering to offer excuses as to why gas prices are so high, why oil is going through the roof. They're not even bothering to offer any lame excuses to John Q. Public out there. But I think it's a profit-taking mode because, well, we see what's happening with the financial markets, not only here in the United States, but the rest of the globe is paying very close attention to our economy, or should I say the lack of it, here in this country?
Well, I think the oil companies do what they want to do. And all of what you say is correct. And it's not going to change until these people are exposed in detail as to what they've been doing. The major oil companies control the futures market, both in New York and London, have probably since its inception. And oil is where they want it to be. And, of course, that's a great cost to people throughout the world. And, of course, it brings staggering profits to those who are producers and actually creates imbalances. but your reflection on the history recently of oil, not that long ago, was $50 to $55, and probably about a year ago, and they just keep on, and until they're exposed in detail, they'll continue it.
You know, I was looking at gold prices. Gold is up. Makes sense, because the stock market went up, so therefore gold and silver must go up, when it should be exactly inversely proportional. But never mind that. We're talking about sanity in a sane world, which is not how these people operate. And I was looking at the gold for the last, just 7 years. And gold got stuck on 550. It was 550 as of January of this year. And, of course, it would fluctuate up and down, and people were waiting for it to drop a little bit lower so they could make their purchase. Well, I think gold right now, I don't have the exact figures, but I think it's trading damn close to 700 an ounce right now. And it's just fascinating to me. I mean, you just go back to January 01, just a little over 6 years ago, gold was trading around $250 an ounce. It is now creeping up to 700 an ounce. And as everybody has stated, once it gets over that $700 mark, Katie bar the door, because their price fixing will be a little or no effect on the gold markets out there. They still want to herd people back into the markets, back into securities and bonds and whatever else. Things are getting rather strange out there. But if you take a look at that gold chart, it's been on a upward climb here for quite some time. I think July of 06, I think it crept real close to 700 an ounce. And here we are just about a little over a year later. It's right back to where it was a year ago, only this time, folks, don't look for any major drops here, because the economy wasn't the big news last year, now, was it? And now they're telling you that commercial building, well, that's not as big as residential, but that's down the tubes. And I'm now starting to hear, Bob, and I didn't think that I would hear this on the cheerleaders, the rah-rah boys for the Wall Street operations managers or anybody else, but they're now using the word recession and deep and prolonged recession. They're finally starting to drop the happy face, if you will, and they're now starting to be a little bit more honest while still trying to cheerlead for the Wall Street boys. It's a strange mix. It's like a tragedy and comedy play right before your very eyes.
Well, in the last issue, we addressed that, and we saw that they were starting, economists and analysts and others, to talk about that possibility. And we called the beginning of the recession a year ago, February. So we're a year and a half into it. And it really became noticeable in manufactured goods last November, and it has since then. And, of course, there's tremendous injections of money and credit into the system prior to the recent one-month fiasco we've just seen. We're looking at a 13.3% increase in M3, which used to be published. It isn't anymore, but we publish it, our estimate of it, and very few others do. They're probably all afraid of the government. And all the other central banks are doing the same thing, incidentally. And so the average is probably around 14%. But we're in recession. It's going to get worse, very, very much worse. Switching back to what you were talking about in gold and silver, I don't have too much commentary on silver. It'll go with gold. Probably the manipulation on the silver market has been even more gross than it has been on gold.
Yeah, but it's been in higher demand than gold has been.
Mm-hmm.
And the prices have not reflected that demand. We got to take this break, Bob. Finish that thought out when we get back from the other side. And we're going to do something on today's program. We're going to have Economics 101, how things relate to other things. If you have any questions or any comments, You can do so. Avail yourself of the number 800-313-9443. Remember what we said. No question is stupid. If you don't understand something, ask.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
All right, Bob, if you would, before the break, we were... Go ahead. You know where we left off.
It's very important, this particular area. And we were talking about gold and silver. And as you know, in each issue that we send out that has a article by Ted... I can't think of his last name right now. I've only known him for 20 years. But anyway, he discusses that ongoing manipulation in the silver markets. And we've recently had subscribers contact the Scotia McLeod, which is one of the brokerage firms that was involved. And they just answer around because I've got copies of the letters. And Ted used one of the letters in his last issue from one of our subscribers. And I had another one as well that was from a professional in the business of, in this case, covered options. And he told them the same thing, them being the CFTC and Scotia McLeod, et cetera. But over to gold. a very important factors are shaping up here. Number one, the commercials on the comics, those are the insiders. Those are the people who are working with the U.S. government. They have a very small ongoing short position. They've covered all their shorts. In other words, they bought them in. So that's not a threat at the moment. The options, which are on the long side of the market for gold for October and December delivery, are extraordinarily bullish, all the way up to 850. And the ratio between the longs and the shorts is 2-to-1 for the longs, which is very large. And the number of positions taken on that long side on those options is very, very large, unusual. Also, banks lease gold to, I'll rephrase that, central banks lease gold to banks like J.P. Morgan Chase. And usually when they want the banks like J.P. Morgan Chase to act for them to suppress gold prices, what they'll do is they'll lower the lease rate that J.P. Morgan would borrow gold from them. Of course, the whole thing's a ruse because once the gold is sold, it ain't coming back. It's gone. So they settle in dollars. But those lease rates are high. They're not at a low level where they normally are when the central banks want Morgan and others to lease gold and sell it into the market. So we have three factors, extremely important factors, out there. And it leads me to believe that we're going to take a run at 850 here between now and the end of the year, maybe even sooner. And so with that said, any of you who have been thinking about increasing your positions in gold and silver-related assets, you want to do it now. Don't wait any longer. Don't try to outsmart the market. That's a trading mentality, and it does not work. You don't know what you're doing. I've been a professional in this profession for 48 years. Take my word for it. You go with the trend. You go long gold and silver, and you stay long. Occasionally, you might make some changes for some reason. Other than that, that's what you do. Boring? Yes. Profitable? Very. So, all of you who do not have a position, this is the last chance to get in cheap. Because once it crosses 850, the pros will come in. Big. After it passes 1,000, more professionals will come in throughout the entire investing network. After it gets over 2,000, the public will come in. And they will take it up to wherever they're going to take it. And usually markets are not sane, not normal. They become idiotic and manic, and we could see $5,000 or $6,000 an ounce.
Bob, it would follow, though. I mean, this isn't the stock market, and this isn't regular trading. But even people that buy stock understand this: that you buy a stock low and you sell it high. Now, gold, it's anybody's guess. It's going to go to 3 to 4 to 5 to 6,000. Who knows? But just taking a look at the trend here, over the past 5 years, it's not a bad investment to get 100% of your investment back, then some. People that trade in currencies, they might be happy with 20%. They might be even happy with 25. But just in a manipulated and a suppressed market, the way they are desperately trying to fix this, in spite of that, any time that you get over 100% in your investment, it ain't a bad deal. And this roller coaster, the car is just now climbing the hill. We'll take the break here. We'll take your phone calls at 800-313-9443. And like I said, during the program today, I want to kind of break this down a little bit for maybe new listeners coming in that don't understand stock market, and all those other things. We'll go over it for you after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car and a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Bob, are you familiar with Richard C. Cook? He did the crashing U.S. economy. Our economy is on an artificial life support system.
He writes, I know who he is. That's about it.
He writes for globalresearch.ca in Canada. Mm-hmm. He says, remember when the U.S. was the world's greatest industrial nation? Barely 30 years ago, the output of our producing economy and the skills of our workforce led the world. It's hard to believe that in the space of a generation, our capabilities just collapsed, as did our steel and automotive industries and our family farms. Our economy is on artificial life support system. The fact is the economy of much of the world is in a downward slide, and financiers cannot stop the system. They operate are the primary cause. The problems aren't confined to the U.S. Unemployment worldwide is increasing. Debt is rampant. Inflation structures are crumbling and commodity prices are rising. And he says that many responsible commentators are warning we're likely to see major financial shocks within the next few months. The warnings are even coming from institutional players like the Bank of International Settlements and the International Monetary Fund. And he makes a lot of good sense. He's talking about since 65, the dollar has lost 80% of its value. And he says what I've been saying for a long, long time, that the situation today is worse in many respects than in 1929 because of the debt overhang versus the real economic value is much higher now than it was then. The U.S. Economy was in far better shape in the 1920s because so much of our population was gainfully employed in factories and our farms. Well, that is no more. And it's something else. We didn't have $1 trillion of debt in 1929. Bob, I have a tendency sometimes when I start really contemplating how bad things really are, you know, I have that tendency to want to stick those blinders on and go, you know what, I've seen and heard enough. I don't want to see or hear anymore. I even saw the financiers and their bully bullies, their cheerleaders on the financial shows this morning, and the question was posed, should we get rid of the Fed? Now, 4 out of 5, of course, you already knew what their response would be. Well, of course we need the Fed. But the one guy says, what is the business of the federal government dumping money into the stock market, manipulating the economy? It is not the Fed's job to do that. Why do we need the federal banks inside this country, along with the federal government, manipulating things? It's not necessary. That was the only guy out of 5 people that said that. But you would not hear that 6 months ago. You would not, definitely wouldn't have heard that a year ago. And I am absolutely amazed. I've been watching these people. They have the same people on time after time after time. And I'm watching their little comfort zone, their little grin FaceTime on the boob tube. They're starting to look a little gaunt, a little worn out, and they don't know what to talk about anymore because they know that this crisis is looming. It has not even come home to roost yet, and they're just hanging on. And I'm sure a lot of them are thinking, my God, what's going to happen tomorrow, and how am I going to put the happy face on for the TV audience tomorrow to tell you what stocks to buy on Wall Street? I'm sure these guys are having their Pepsi AC moments.
Well, first of all, there are only a handful of writers like Cook, and of course we've been warning everybody about everything for years, and even more so here just in the last 6 months, particularly in regard to recession. I think the dividing difference between what I do and most everybody else does, and there's exceptions to that, probably maybe 10 of them, maybe 15, and that is they go to the real nexus of the problem, and that is that there are a coterie people known as the Illuminati who are trying to bring down the world economy, and they've done it before many, many times, and they're doing it again. The key to the world economy, of course, is the economy in the United States, and they expect out of this to be able to get people to accept world government. They expect to get very wealthy, even more wealthy than they are already, and attain even more power than they have presently. And this is a cyclical thing. It happens in a big way every, say, 50 years, 40 years. And they, of course, plan it all, take advantage of it. And the disturbing thing is that so few writers have the intestinal fortitude or the guts to go after them and tell the public exactly what they're doing and why they're doing it. Either that, I don't understand. And I take many journalists to task for alluding to something but not talking about it, because they're not willing to go through the harassment that I've been through for scores of years.
Well, let me just enlighten the people out there as to what kind of harassment you've been under. Now, this may shock some people, but then again, it may not. For those that want to know what's going on in the world, Fidel Castro, for gosh sakes, read your newsletter. The president of Venezuela, Chavez, read your newsletter. The government hates you. The IRS has audited you 15 years in a row. They have tried to set you up by planting explosives in your garage. They fear the hell out of you.
Well, they surely don't like me, that's for sure. And, you know, and when I was in the brokerage business, I owned a brokerage firm, I don't know, approximately 18 years. And I had the NASD, the SEC, and state regulators in California perpetually in my office. There was always somebody in there trying to find something that they could shut us down with.
But you, what
it,
didn't they realize?
$1 million a year,
Bob.
Just
didn't
to
they
accommodate them,
Bob? After the first year, the second year, the third year, the fourth year, the fifth year, the sixth year, when were they going to get the clue that you're not a dishonest man?
Well, that wasn't why they were doing what they were doing.
Well, they were hoping
to
scare you.
People who I knew and asked them to try to help them set me up so they could put me away. Incredible. And the answer, quite frankly, and the man who made the statement to the FBI and BATF is now deceased. He said, I don't want to die, and if you guys continue to pursue this, you'll die. You don't want to fool with this guy. And everything got dropped. Maybe that was the reason. I don't know.
I've always said if you're going to send somebody, make sure they're not married, because you're going to have a lot of widows out there. And for people like you and I, Bob, they'll save us for the last, and hopefully in their chaos they can perpetuate their dirty little deeds. And I frankly don't give a damn, because you're 71 years old. You just had an examination the other day. The doctor couldn't believe your age. I think you said your blood pressure was what, 110 over 120 over 60?
No, 95 over 60.
95 over 60.
Normal is 130 to 35 over 80 for a man that's 72 years old next month.
Well, I hope you stick around another 50 years to keep sticking it to them, because that's exactly what they've been doing to us for years and years and years. And, you know, what really grabs me about this, when I was talking about the argument that was thrown up, you know, just for grins and giggles this morning on the financial shows, should we get rid of the Fed? I'm thinking, is there anybody on this planet that understands the boom and the bust cycles that these Wall Street whiz boys keep talking about? That we would not have these boom and bust cycles, we would have a slower, yes, albeit slower, but a sustainable growth in the upward part of the chart, we would not have these booms and these busts. A lot of people don't get this. They're trying to figure out right now, Bob, geez, should I really buy that house? Do I need to take that money and put it down on a new car, or should I hold on to it? But they don't have a clue as to why they're forced to make these decisions today. They don't have a clue.
Well, I had an inquiry this morning, and to make a long story short, I talked to the party in Texas, and I told her two and a half years that you can consider getting a house, because they live in Austin, and I don't know how hot the market got there, but the hottest of the hot will go, like California. We'll get down 45 to 60%, and this is things I've said 3 years ago. And a market like Florida will probably go down 40, and New England probably 35 to 40, Vegas probably 45 to 60, and Phoenix probably 35 to 55, depending upon the price of the house. And so why would anybody want to bother to buy a house now? It's cheaper to rent. And let's wait till they get down. I mean, if people are unfortunately forced to sell, that's too bad. I mean, we can't make life wonderful for everybody. And we certainly didn't create this problem. So you shouldn't be buying homes. What you should be doing is renting.
By the way, Bob, we're in the middle of one of our famous Texas downpours. So I think everything will stay up and running, but I'm getting a lot of noise here off of the rain beating and sheeting off the windows here. So if you folks out there are hearing strange noises in the background, yeah, it's just a little Texas shower here. Tell you what, let's go to the phones. Henry, Bill, Clarence, and others, 800-313-9443. Robbie will join us at the top of the hour. He's got his own program. And I was shocked. More and more radio stations are picking up Mr. Robbie Noel. I don't know if he knows it, but I'm not going to tell him. He'll get a big head. But at any rate, he's on a dozen or so radio stations, and he's starting to go through the roof. Let's go to Henry in Connecticut first. Hello, Henry.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to just a question for Mr. Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
In reference to this has to do with the reference to stock market crashes or real big dips in the stock market in relation to commodities. Now, wasn't there like a not a full crash, but like a semi crash back when in 2000 or 2001 or something, and then. I forgot what the year. Do you have know that offhand? I'm trying to think what
Well,
year.
I know all of them, and yes, that's true.
What year was it, 2001?
There was a collapse, and I called it in the International Forecaster the second week of April in 2000. The top actually came the third week in March, and we were only one of 1.5% of all economists and analysts who picked the top of the market.
Okay, but that was in 2001. I mean, it really dipped down and knocked all the stocks down quite a bit. So that was April of 2001.
That's when it began.
Okay.
It went on until they lowered interest rates down to 1% and allowed anybody who could make a mark on a piece of paper to own a house, whether they had income or not.
Okay.
That's what revived the economy, and that's why they did it.
Okay, but here's what happened. I remember listening to Tom Valentine at the time. Now, he's really a part of the system, and he pretends to be something else.
He does a heck of a health show, though.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, he has a good show on health, but
mm-hmm.
Here's the thing. It's what he said. He said all the commodities went up. I think gold went up, too. Now, what I want to find out from you is this. When a stock market crashes, like what happened in April to May of 2001, on average, since you probably examined other stock market crashes, I mean, one was manipulated by the Jewish guy, Bolsky, back in the 80s. Is it true that most of the commodities like wheat, corn, soybeans, some others, certainly gold, silver, usually go up when that happens?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
They do. And one of the reasons we've just seen a small correction in gold and silver while all of the markets went down over the last couple of months, which has occurred. The reason why is there was a credit crunch still on.
Mm.
And when you have that happen, people sell everything and anything that's liquid in order to cover their margin positions.
Right.
And these people in hedge funds are leveraged 5 to 1, 10 to 1, 20 to 1, 100 to 1, which is insanity.
Mm-hmm.
Big gambling palace, essentially, is what it is. And that's why you saw some pressure. Not a lot, but you saw pressure on those markets. That's a once-in-a-generation happening.
Okay. Uh-huh. So now also in the since you researched this, which I find is fascinating, by the way, in 1929, the same thing happened. Certain food commodities, certain grain commodities. I mean, they could be S&P commodities, too, but that's a different thing, S&P futures. But I'm not talking about the stock market type futures. I'm talking about the real commodities futures. When that happens, and there's a crash like 29 or even like what Bosky did, on average, usually, they usually do shoot up a bit. Correct
commodities?
Or am I wrong?
What else? People go to commodities in part because they're real things.
Right.
They're tangible. And people will tend not so much in a credit crunch, but more in a market where the value of things is going down tremendously and quickly. And one of the asides here is that the royal families of Europe for centuries have been big commodity buyers and manipulators. And I noticed that they were accumulating big, starting in the early 90s. And, of course, they plan all these things ahead, usually 20, 25, 30, 50 years ahead. And so they take great advantage in those safe vehicles, so to speak.
All right, Henry, thanks for your call. We'll get to your other calls after this. Robbie is coming up at the top of the hour. And his program is The Flip Side at 6 p.m. Central, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. His website, eaglesup.com.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint Water System with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
I call that the Rush Limbaugh song on steroids. At any rate, the gentleman that just called in, there we had liquidity. We had mounds of liquidity. Greenspan, he loosened the reins by cutting interest rates repeatedly beginning in January 2001. Along the way, by the way, housing prices inflated drastically, which officialdom touted as economic growth, but saying this inflation boosted American wealth. But this source of liquidity for everyday people has been maxed out like their credit cards, and there is nothing to replace it. And let's keep in mind what the bully boys there with the money pot did. And I'm talking about Greenspan. If you remember, as late as 2005, we were floating on this housing bubble, but the artificially pumped up housing industry as late as 2005 accounted for 50% of U.S. economic growth. The Federal Reserve under Chairman Alan Greenspan, which handed this abortion over to Bernanke, under Greenspan, he used the housing bubble to pump liquidity into the economy. Consumers, yeah, they could borrow huge amounts of money and relatively low interest rates for the purchase of homes or taking out home equity loans or whatever. But that bubble began as early as 1989 when credit restrictions on the purchase of real estate first began to be eased. Now, the Fed started inflating the housing bubble in earnest around 2001 after, and this is no coincidence, after the collapse of the dot-com bubble, when over $1 trillion of wealth, including workers, just regular, ordinary working people out there, their retirement savings, everything just simply vanished. It was a very bad time, and they turned around and did it again, only this time over the housing market, loaning money to people they knew couldn't pay it back, and especially if there was a downturn in the economy, they were going to be left holding the bag, but they didn't care. Bob, they just didn't give a damn.
That's correct.
Clarence.
They do what they want to do.
And keep doing it repeatedly. Clarence in Oklahoma. Hello, Clarence.
Yes, good to talk to you again, you and Bob. The number one word that popped into my mind was greed. That's what this is all about. It's about greed. It's about people trying to make money off other people's misfortunes.
But the problem is, let me stop you here, Clarence. You know, that is true. That is as true as the sun rises in the east and sets in the west. But the problem is that there is no way to correct the people that control. We got greedy people, and nobody is stopping them. Nobody is saying that, look, this is not a good idea to overinflate a market like this because the thing is going to blow up in your face. The very same people that are charging us interest for using their funny money are in on this game as well. And yep. There is nobody there to put a stake in this vampire's heart. You know, we're all trying to put the garlic up around the front door to keep the vampires out, but we are subject to their whims, and that is the problem. Yes, they most assuredly they're greedy, but where are the spineless ones out there that see this stuff coming and don't put a stop to it, don't put a halt to it? They are just as bad, if not worse. I can understand greedy people. Let me ask you a question, Clarence. If somebody's got a brand new Ford Taurus selling at one dealership for a set price, and you go across the street at the dealership across the street and you can buy it for $2,000 less, where are you going to buy it? You're going to buy it at the cheaper dealer. But the fix is in. Both Ford dealerships on both sides of the aisle here are charging the very same price. My point is, you have no choice. Clarence, didn't mean to hop in there that hard, but I just, you know, I've heard this before, and it is true. These people are greedy, but where are the ones that aren't that see this handwriting on the wall? Robbie Noel at the top of the hour. Clarence, hang on. We'll be back second hour of the National Intel Report. With